Let's move now to this new idea that is coming to County Wicklow to near Ballinaclash this summer. And it's a new forest bathing experience. What does that mean, a forest bathing experience? Well, we have Kathleen David on the line, who is going to tell us more about it. Kathleen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This sounds a really nice idea, a forest bathing experience. What is that?
Well, forest bathing is basically immersing yourself in nature with all of your senses. So contrary to what the name actually suggests, you don't have to go into water to forest bathe.
Okay.
It's just, if you bathe in a forest atmosphere by opening up all of your senses, which allows you to slow down, relieve stress, connect with yourself, but also with others, and most importantly, with nature. And a forest bathing guide, which will be me and my colleagues, we will offer you a series of invitations that will help you to do this. And it's a very fun and joyful experience. And as a bonus, it's also very good for your health. So research has shown that forest bathing reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, boosts the immune system, and it has all lovely benefits for you once you come out of the forest.
Okay, and what's the difference having something organized, say, by yourself, and me just going for a walk along the Wicklow Way and going through various, you know, forests and woods and places of nature?
Yeah, well, there's a big difference between just going for a walk in the forest and forest bathing. Going into the forest for a walk is great. I do it all the time. But forest bathing is not really a walk. It's more of an experience. You don't walk very far. You don't walk very fast. You just immerse yourself in nature, and it's a very mindful practice. And you really try to connect with nature, listen to it, look at it, smell it, feel it, taste it even if you're very brave or if you know what plants to eat or not to eat, more specifically. So it's more kind of a mindful practice than it is actually a walk, and it's all about connection and about immersing yourself in nature.
It sounds very nice and restful, and presumably you hear the sounds of the birds and the wind, if there's any, through the trees, and you gather. Do you take time to maybe just smell those things that, if you're walking by, you didn't take the time to smell or didn't even notice? So you actually concentrate on all the senses and what they're experiencing in the place you are. And why pick Ballinaclash?
Well, it's not just Ballinaclash. It's basically the whole of Wicklow. And it's not just me either. County Wicklow Partnership started a pilot ecotourism training program in collaboration with the Entrepreneur Academy and Shirley Gleason and Kerry Walker from the Forest Therapy Institute. And they are training me and 11 other people from Wicklow at the moment to be forest bathing guides. And we all work in tourism or wellness in Wicklow at the moment. And we all have different backgrounds. For example, I'm a tour guide, well, in non-COVID times. But there are also yoga teachers, visual artists, lifestyle coaches, foragers. We all bring our own style and expertise to the program. And hopefully by the end of July, we will be fully trained and we will collaborate to promote forest bathing and ecotourism in Wicklow. And it will be available everywhere in Wicklow. We're all in different places. And it will be available to the people of Wicklow and the people in Ireland, but also it will boost tourism. So people that come to Wicklow, they will forest bathe with us, but they will stay in local B&Bs, eat in local restaurants, go to local shops. So it can really help with the economic recovery of the county as well.
Right, and it suits the image of Wicklow being the Garden of Ireland as well.
Definitely.
Just one thing, would more and more tourism spoil, you know, the mindful experience that there's just too many people around?
Well, you're forest bathing in quite small groups, and what forest bathing actually does next to the health benefits and the immersing yourself in nature is it makes people very conscious of nature and of the need to protect nature. So after you've done a forest bathing walk with us, you're actually more aware of the need to protect it and hopefully, leave no trace and stuff like that and plant a tree, something like that. So it's really, really good for just people to get some awareness about nature and how to protect it as well.
Lovely. Where can we find out more info?
Well, there will be a communal website where everyone who takes place in the training program will be featured on, but that one is not live yet. So instead, you can go to my website, which is www.forestbathingwicklow.com. And if you subscribe to the newsletter, I will send you an email as soon as it arrives and keep you up to date with all the forest bathing news in Wicklow. And you can also follow me on Instagram at forestbathingwicklow.
Brilliant. Okay, we look forward to doing that, Caitlin. Thank you very much indeed. Good to talk to you. And best of luck with that and to all your group as well. Thank you very much. So there it is, forest bathing in Ballinaclash, all to do with bathing in nature and the smells and sights and whatever. And it will be all over Wicklow, not just in Ballinaclash. So looking forward to that. And that's Caitlin Devitt there telling us all about it.